Nolte, Democrats, Bernie Brothers brawl over Joe Biden's mental health. By John Nolte on March 6, 2020. A number of high-profile Democrat activists and left-wing pundits are concerned with the obvious mental decline of Joe Biden and the party's refusal to acknowledge the issue. Many of these activists, if not all, are supporters of Bernie Sanders, who is still in the race to defeat Biden for the Democrat nomination. Potential biases aside, to anyone who's been paying attention, these fears are not unfounded. Economics author Matt Stoller tweeted on Thursday, "Democratic insiders know Biden has cognitive decline issues. They joke about it. They don't care." Activist Glenn Greenwald agreed, adding, "The steadfast insistence on the part of Dems to just pretend this isn't true and hope it somehow goes away is a staggering exercise in self-delusion." Greenwald was responding to a tweet that said, "I'll say it. I saw Biden yesterday. He walked into the room like he had stumbled out of his hospital bed in a nightgown. He's declining and it's sad. I think the media has done a very poor job informing voters that Joe Biden is exhibiting obvious signs of rapid cognitive decline," Bernie supporter Michael Tracy tweeted. In another tweet, he added, "It brings me no joy to discuss Joe Biden's clear cognitive decline, because I'd rather focus on other aspects of his candidacy and record. But if you think he has the wherewithal to endure a brutal campaign against Trump, you're crazy." Joe Biden's mental decline is self-evident. "Biden will lose to Trump, and supporting Biden is irresponsible," Chicago alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa tweeted. As Breitbart News reported Thursday, Young Turks founder and co-host Cenk Uygur is even more alarmed. "Biden is either near senile, or actually senile," he told his audience after Biden's Super Tuesday triumph. Thursday night, Justin Horowitz, a Bernie supporter and Democrat strategist, appeared on Fox News with Tucker Carlson and said that Biden's mental frailty is unfortunately something we're not allowed to talk about, because it's a personal attack, is that he is a candidate that is mentally deteriorating. People in the Democrat establishment say, "Don't say that," they really believe they can shield Biden from public scrutiny. And the reality is, they can't, he added. "We all see what's going on here. Feel free to take this with a grain of salt, as a nasty attack from desperate Bernie supporters who saw their candidate tumble from frontrunner to longshot overnight. I would also suggest, though, that you keep the following in mind. No one is arguing these fears are wrong. No one is arguing Joe Biden is not declining mentally before our eyes. The only response from Biden supporters appears to be either shut up or you're mean. Here are some examples from the blue checkmark mafia. The steadfast, willful refusal of Dem political and media elites to address what is increasingly visible to the naked eye, Biden's serious cognitive decline, is frightening indeed. Greenwald warns, not only for what it portends for 2020 but what it says about the ease of snapping them into line. Everyone's still waiting for someone to make the case that Biden is not in decline. Still waiting. Still waiting. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.